On the occasion of the anniversary of a failed coup in Turkey, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has again accused U.S.-based opposition figure Fethullah Gulen of orchestrating the move. Addressing thousands of his supporters in Istanbul, Erdogan threatened to, quote, chop off the heads of traitors. Syrian government forces have managed to recapture a number of oil wells and villages from Daesh terrorists in the southwest of Raqqa province. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, say they have made fresh gains during the battle for the Daesh-held city of Raqqa. Israel's prime minister says Al-Aqsa Mosque compound will reopen on Sunday. Israel closed Al-Aqsa and canceled Friday prayers in the mosque after three Palestinians and two Israeli police officers were killed in a gun battle in the compound. Shutting down the mosque drew condemnations from the Muslim world. Pro-Palestine activists in Paris have protested against the Israeli prime minister's visit to France, denouncing Tel Aviv settlement constructions. The protesters said French President Emmanuel Macron was complicit in Israeli violations and aggression by inviting Benjamin Netanyahu to the European country. In the U.S., anti-gun violence activists finish a 30-kilometer march from National Rifle Association headquarters near Washington, D.C., to the Department of Justice in the Capitol. The protesters have voiced concerns about increasing gun-related deaths in the U.S., particularly domestic violence and murders of women. People in the U.S. city of New York have rallied demanding the impeachment of President Donald Trump. The rally was organized by Refuse Fascism, which is critical of the Trump administration. The protesters accused the U.S. president of turning America into a fascist state. Protesters in the Spanish capital Madrid stage a rally in solidarity with refugees fleeing to Europe. The demonstrators slammed the government's treatment of asylum seekers. Since September 2015, only 20,000 refugees have been relocated in Europe, with Spain receiving only 1,300 people. Thousands of people in the Malian capital Bamako have rallied against a planned referendum on constitutional changes that would expand presidential powers. President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita defends the changes, saying they could end years-long fighting between rival Tuareg factions and stabilize the country.